ष्टानुमन्ताच्च भर्ता प्रोक्ता महेश्वरः परमात्मेति चाप्युक्तः देहेस्मिन् पुरुषः परः य एवं वेत्ति पुरुषं प्रकृतिं च गुणैः सह सर्वता वर्तमानोऽपि न स भूयोऽपि जायते। तम एवं यथोक्ता लक्षणम आत्मानम यह वेति। सो हियर वन हु नोज, हाउ वन हु नोज इन दिस मैनर एवं यथोक्त लक्षणया। What is that method? The method is Purusha Prakriti Vivekaha. Prakriti is Purushaha. Purusha is not Prakriti. Pot is clay. Clay is not pot. Correct? Shirt is fabric. Fabric is not shirt. Karya karana ananya. The karya is always not separate from the its own cause. Prakriti is guna and vikara. Both are adhyasta in Purushaha. Adhyasta means what? Superimposed. One fact in Vedanta is always said, whatever is superimposed upon other thing, the guna dosha do not affect the other thing. You see a poisonous snake in the rope. The poison of the snake do not taint anu matrapi to the rope. Similarly, the samsaritvam, which is in prakriti called constantly undergoing change. Prakriti parinamini. Purushah asangah. As a prakriti do not have samsara, or purusha also don't have samsara. Both are samsari basically. But the unholy combination brings samsara. Prakriti is jada, prakriti is vikari, prakriti doesn't feel any samsara, body doesn't feel samsara, understand? Neither atma feels samsara. Who feels samsara? Whoever say I, that is called samsara. Amazing. Prakriti is no problem. Purusha is no problem. This ignorance born, taking one for another as though samsara. That is snapped by what? Purusha swarupa jnanena. Understand, yad like that. भान भ्रम का विरोधी नहीं होता है, बोध भ्रम का विरोधी होता है। अंडरस्टैंड? भान मीन्स द रोप इज नॉट अगेंस्ट द स्नेक। सिमिलरली द कॉन्शियसनेस आई एम, इट इज नॉट अगेंस्ट द प्रकृति or samsara. As such, it illumines that bhokta, dharta, upadrashta. It's like that. It supports everything. Bhan is not against the samsara. Bhan brahm ka virodhi nahi hai. Bodh brahm ka virodhi hai. The rope is not opposed to snake. Rope, knowledge, vritti gnanam, is opposed to snake. So brahmakara vritti is against samsara, against the avidya. Avidya na atma is no problem. वो बैठी रहेगी आत्मा के परवाह ले रहो रहो अपने में रहो कोई बात नहीं. आत्मा and avidya is not opposed to each other. That's a big parvapaksha. If ignorance and consciousness are opposed to each other, you won't have ignorance, correct? You have ignorance and you say, I'm ignorant, I'm aware of that. But the knowledge of the consciousness as limitless, asmin dehe purushaha paraha. In this body, the kshetra kya is limitless. That knowledge, if it happens in your buddhi, that knowledge will knock off ignorance. And this is always the niyama. Knowledge of the pot will remove the ignorance of the pot. Why? They are opposed to each other. Between ignorance and the vritti jnanam, knowledge, there is a samasattaka. Samasattaka jasti tasti sadhakata abadhakata. Same order. Consciousness is satyam. Ignorance is anirvachaniyam. Not opposed to each other, it will remain there. So one who with the help of scripture, help of the Upanishad, help with the parampara, help with the knowledge, has knocked off. Yathokta lakshanam atmanam veti. What? Yathokta veti shakshat ahamiti. Not that upadrashta is atma, bhokta is atma, bharta is atma, no. I am upadrashta. All the hearing take place. I illumine all the words. Words do not even disturb me, affect me, because they are not as real as me. Like the water shines, because of water, all the wave prapancha shines. Behind each wave there is water only. All the forms of the wave is water only. Wave is wavy, not water. I am there behind all the thoughts. Thoughts come, remain, go away. Consciousness doesn't come, remain or go away. It is always invariable. That consciousness I am. This knowledge knocks off the ignorance and the doership, enjoyership is gone once and for all. Purusha prakrutim cha gunai saha, one who knows. Then what? Sarvata, and then saha. Sarvata, this is very important vakya is this. Vartamanopi. Vartamanaha is what? Being there. Even being engaged in different activity. Vartamana is pravartamana, or here, one who is in this body. Sarvata sarva prakarena. Whatever before knowledge he was doing, he continues to do. Activity continues. He was Raja Janaka before knowledge. After knowledge also what? Raja Janaka, very busy life, and big problem to get a daughter married. Rama was around. got her married, and immediately crisis started, and the son-in-law and daughter had to go what to? Forest, he had to handle all these things. In spite of knowledge, he had to handle all these things. He runs there to handle the situation. Vartamanapi Krishna Bhogi Shukotyagi Drupo Janakaragavaha Vasityadi Karma Nityaha Gnani Sarve Samaha. Krishna Bhogi, Krishna has got officially 16,108 wives. Officially. Even Kubja was there. She had got 10 children and 1 daughter. And everyone has got, you know, all 16,108 multiplied by 11 children. Anybody having this? Itna bada. And all the names are given. How can you remember all these names? Even 3 names you forget every other day. This is the problem. All the names are given. Mahabhogi. All Dwarika is all gold. Krishna Bhogi. Shukotyagi. He doesn't stand outside anybody's home more than Bhiksha time. Godohana Kalamatra. By the time you milk the cow, that much time you will wait. Take the food in his hand, eat the food, wash the hand, move away. Never talks to anybody, never relate to anybody. He moves like a vayu. Drupo Janaka Raghavaha. The Rama is wise person but running a kingdom, not ordinary kingdom. Raga Janaka also. Vasishtadi, they are wise person. Vasishta, Vishwamitra, they are giving to a lot of rituals. In knowledge there is no difference. They know Atma never does anything. We'll go further. Sarvata sarva prakarena. Even though engaged in all the ways, apisa bhuyaha. Bhuya means punaha. Puna means what? Patite asmin vidvas sharire. One thing is there. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu. Anything born in time is what? Gone in time. All those yogis claim that I am 150 years and but now what? Anybody around? Yeah. Akhandanandji Maharaj used to tell me, there are yogis or swamis, in India all happens, you know. He said, I know he was born the same time when I was born. By the time I become 70, he become 250. All his disciples want to say, Bada Buddha Baba hai, Bada Buddha Baba hai. In India one thing is, Swami is very old, all run, because they consider very great. Even India couples also, if they are happily married. Am I right? Am I using right for sentences? Okay. Happily, in bracket, whatever, married couple, if they have finished some 50 years, all village will come and do namaskar to them. They are very important. In India, if wise person or sadhu, is an old sadhu, 100 years old, his whole crowd will be there. They think he is old, so he is what? You can Siddha Purusha, he is successful, he must. See, to remain in this class for 100 years, not ordinary, okay? You don't know where is your next meal and you keep surviving, not ordinary. And all the meals are different. One day North Indian, South Indian, one day Kashmiri, one day Bengali, one day Bengali. This one he has to eat all the, suffer all the food. One day I went with Swami Dayanandji, somebody's house. They offered something, Swamiji ate, and he gave me, I also ate. Another asked, again they give sweet. I said, Swami, I had enough, I don't eat now. I can't eat so much, I said. Then I two the other place, I refused. Then I got in the car with Swamiji. Swamiji said, what, you know? You should know one thing as a sadhu. I said, what? Wherever you go in the home, the grahastha has only thing to offer is only food, nothing else they can offer. They can offer this only, and you're not supposed to refuse. Even if you suffer, eat, he said. It's a niyama. You can't go, you can't say, I'm not eating. You are supposed to eat in their home, otherwise, papam for them. In Gujarati, we have got saying, sadhu naine, sadhu khaine mare, and a Vaishnav naine mare. Better don't translate that. Okay. So sadhus will die, eating only will die. And Vaishnavas will die only taking shower every 4 hours, they will be taking shower, he will die. That is, sadhu naine, khaine mare, Babaji, and Vaishnav naine mare. Krishna, Bhogi, Shukatyagi. Lifestyle, whatever you had earlier, you can continue after knowledge also. One Swami Akhandanandji Maharaj asked me, he said, Gita sunke Arjun ne kya kiya? What did Arjuna did after listening Gita? He started fighting the war. Hena? Rama listened the whole Vasishtha Ramayana, afterward he got married. Understand? One funny thing I'll tell you. One person asked Akhandanandji Maharaj's guru, Maharaji, I got self-realization. Now what shall I do? He said, beta, get married. Okay. Ek hi kaam baki hai, shaadi karne ka tu kar le. Ye sab kuch to ho gaya. Shaadi baki hai, bhi pura kar do. Ye kya prashn hai? Abhi gnan ho gaya, main kya karne ka hai? Means you have to do all this. So, don't go ask some wrong question to sadhu, they will get really answer. Somebody asks sadhu, Swamiji, everything is mithya? Yes. Everything is mithya. Instead of roti, why don't you eat stone? These are the fellow in India, they will ask such question. If everything is false, why are you eating roti? Why don't you eat stones? He smiled and said, true, everything is mithya. I will eat roti, you eat stone, okay? Why I should eat stone? If you ask the wrong question, answer will be what? I used to know, one doctor was asked by a patient, after eating I don't feel hungry, what shall I do? He said, take these two pills, one after going, after entering sleep, another before waking up, okay? Sarvata Vartamanopi. He may be doing anything. They have got all sorts of Shastra Varnanam. A wise person does different type of jobs. Why? Hatvapi sa iman lokan na hanti na nibadhyate. 18th chapter is going to say. Even if he destroys the whole world, he will not get any sin for that. Why? Kartutva bhava. Yamaraja brings everyday life. He brings the different soul. Crying people there behind, does he get any papa? Rudra destroyed the whole world, does he get papa? No. Tsunami, does it get any papa? Bhagavan, just little bit more water went away, whole island, over. Therefore, hatvapi sa iman lokan na hanti na nibadyate kim punaha ahatva. Even by destroying, he doesn't get papa and punya. If he doesn't destroy, what to talk about that? Kim punaha. Here, understand. Don't think if I get the knowledge, next day I can do whatever I want to do. It's a praise. Even by mistake he does something, no papa punya is akruvai. Doership is not there. An example is simple. Suppose one commit three murder, what will happen? After committing three murder, he wakes up from the dream. What should I do? Go to immediately the police station, correct? No. Why? He knows, hatvapi saiman. He did all this thing. He knows, I am not doer. That fellow was doer, I am not the doer. One is woken up from that, all that he did as an ignorant, though papa punya, those karma will not get him. Therefore, na abhijayate. His account has come to zero. Papa punya account has come to what? Zero. Now, if I get to the topic, there are three types of karma. Papa punya. Number one, sanchita. Number two, agami. Number three, prarabdha. All the birth as a human or equal to human being, whatever action Papa Punya have done, all put together is called fixed deposit account. Called what? Sanchita. Bahut karke rakha hai, bana ke rakha hai. From that, whatever fructify now at this body, three things karma can give you: ayuhu, akruti, bhoga. Ayuhu, this body will live up to certain time. Breaths are there. How many breaths you will learn, live, that is there, udana vayu. It counts. There's a counting here, okay? Don't disturb that. One breath it counts, moment, number of breaths you have to live. Moment that much breath is over, what? It will eject you out of this body. Ayuhu. Akruti, now human form, or other form, that karma decides. Third is bhogaha. What type of experiences or situation you are going to go through, that is also decided, papa punya. All the Indians have karma, what? To jump the continent. They are all here, correct? Including Swamiji. So, you jump the continent, you are here. And there are fellows who, after marriage from here, they went to India. Other karma. So, this is all karma. Situation you go. So, this is karma can prak arabdha. This physical body, this genes, this parentage, did you choose? Suppose you have to choose your parentage before birth. What will happen? I'm just thinking, try. You will say no to whom? Everybody, okay? Oh, he's good but nose is too long. Okay, I don't want that. He's good but color I don't like. That will happen. Therefore, Bhagavan decided, don't give choices, give. Call birthday gift with this body. Given. Parentage, given. Karma, all karma, 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 karma. All allergics, given. Karma. Prarabdha. And unfolds every day. Every day it unfolds. Up to the death, from birth to the death, from womb to the tomb. That's there. You can't change that. It is given. Now, this person knows I am Purnaha. I am no more a jiva. This karma, what will happen to them? And before knowledge, also you were doing so much activity, so much charity, so much service, so much help you did, that will also produce a lot of punya. That karma will add to the other karma, become the agami. Agami, Sanchita and Prarabdha. When we say, Vidyante Hridaya Granthi, Chidyante Sarva Samkshayaha, Kshiyante Cha Asya Karmani, Tasvin Drishte Paravare. Knowing their Brahman, all the karma comes to end. Prarabdha will come to end by Bhoga. Seemingly, the wise person will go through all the experiences, body drops. Sthula patana kale, bhanga kale, sukshma sharira bhanga take place. Only for wise person. The body, the physical body disintegrate. When prarabdha comes to end, there is a time the body will disintegrate. And the same time, the nucleus for anekam, lot of birth, the subtle body, which is made up of all the pancha karmendriya, pancha gnanendriya, pancha prana, manobuddhi, ahankara, chitta, that will also disintegrate. Nothing is there to travel. Na tasya prana utkramanti ihaiva praviliyate. There is no prana, no jiva to travel. Like the, you break the pot, there is nothing to travel. Inner space, outside space is one. only happened to wise person. For all this what? Jayasva, Mriyasva, Jayasva, Mriyasva. Nothing to travel. Na utpadyate dehantaram. Na grunnati. Wise person is never comes back, never reborn. There is no possibility. Why? The nucleus avidya, avidya and kartutva, that granthi was there, not was there, it is snapped. Here there is a one person. Nanu yadyapi jnana utpantyanantaram punajanma bhava huktaha. Okay, I accept. After knowledge, there is no rebirth. But krutanam karmanam uttara kalabhavinam cha yani atikranta aneka karma janma krutani tesham phalam adatva nato na yukta iti syuho trini janmani. He has got a very beautiful argument. Suppose there is action done and the papa punya is there. And suppose they don't give results and get destroyed, then what will happen? I will not have trust in them, because if I do something and the result of that action do not give me, then why should I perform action? Krita vipranashaha. That will happen. There won't be any trust in the karma. Do one thing. He suggests a nice scheme to us. For Sanchita, for Agami, and for Prarabdha. Before knowledge, what was he had done? New karma. For all the three, let the wise person, after knowledge, after dropping the body, let him have three incarnations. Okay? No, it's not possible. Okay, one. This is the argument he is giving. He says, Nacha karmana vishesha avagamyate. And he argues, when arabdha karma is there, prarabdha karma is there, why not other two also? Why not everything in one janma? We said, no. Why? The person who has awakened to the himself the knowledge, he is not an individual, he is what? Asmin dehe purushaha paraha. Limitless. Limitless cannot undergo even change to enjoy anything. There is no nucleus to enjoy. The doership, enjoyership is gone once and for all. Therefore, kshiyante cha asya karmani. And we are not said one karma comes to end, sanchita agami prarabdha, all karma comes to end. And another thing, there is no jiva, brahma veda brahmai bhavavati. Once he knows Brahman is what? Brahman only. When you know I am the tenth man, you become what? You are tenth man, you become tenth man. Therefore, tasya tava deva chiram. Up to that, yeah, up to the vimoksha doesn't take place, he is born again and again. Ishika tulavas sarvani karmani pradushyante. Like the cotton get fire without residue, is totally burned. Therefore, here Gita also baspasat kurute tatha. Now, lastly, I'll give you a nice example and wrap up the topic. Today we have to do puja also. And Gary will have to make some announcement. And yes, there was a person who was three times married. First marriage happened in 1990 first. Then 90 and 2002nd. And 2010 third. Three marriage happened, correct? 90, 2000, 2010. And 2011 he died. He had a three wife, three marriage. Now tell me, who will first become widow? Huh? 91, correct? That was earlier. Then after 10 years will become widow. And last widow will be what? The latest marriage, correct? When the person dies, all the three women will be what? Same time widow. Not that one after another. Similarly, once the knowledge takes place, Sanchita, Agama, Prarabdha, all what happened, to whom they are attached, that fellow is gone. Whom they can give result? They can no more give result. That is the logic of it. The why Prarabdha karma is there? Like you are going issue. You know, you release an arrow. After hitting the target, arrow can still move forward. The body was there, the arrow was to strike what? Knowledge. It got the knowledge, still it moves. Like you make a wheel move, the pot maker, the pot is there, then taken out, till wheel can move. You put the petrol off in the car, machine off, it is in the slow. What? It moves without petrol. Wow! Like this body, after knowledge also, it will remain. And there are three types of prarabdha: svechha prarabdha, anicca prarabdha, and anicca nanicca prarabdha. Nanicca prarabdha, iccha prarabdha. This the the three. What is the three? Iccha prarabdha, anicca prarabdha, and anicca prarabdha. Three. Understood? One is, the wise person, if he asks what you would like to do after knowledge, if he was a teacher, he loves to teach. He used to follow samadhi, he will sit quietly. He used to do lot of puja of Bhagavan, he will do the same thing after knowledge. He was a musician, what? Suppose he was a Tamilian, eating every day rice rasam in the morning, and evening rice, rasam rice. That's what he was eating. Morning rice rasam, evening rasam rice. After knowledge what? Roti. No way roti. Same rasam rice. Now you will enjoy taste because after knowledge there is no tension here. Now, the wise person is so relaxed, he enjoys everything. Why? There is no tension. This fellow cannot enjoy his food. His wife makes nice dosa, give him a hot plate, and he is eating, is in the office. Doing meeting right here, for eating dosa. And wife asks, how was the dosa? Which dosa? Did you eat or not? I think my plate is empty, I must have eaten. This is called Vimirka Vyapti. Wise person is the person who enjoys. So whatever doing before, if it is a South Indian Swami, he will continue same habit of South Indian Swami. If it is a Gujarati Swami, he will put sugar in everything except water. While eating. Sukadiyas are there, understand sweet. Put everywhere. Same habit continues. If the doctor is stimulant of a doctor, you understand there is a word called badhitanu vrittihi. The word badaha has to be understood. Upadana karana sahita karya nashaha badaha iti uchyate. Karya nashaha nivrittihi. Upadana karana sahita karya nashaha badaha. These two words all Vedantis should know. See, waking comes, dream and deep sleep is gone. Deep sleep comes, waking dream is gone. One comes, other goes away. Nivrittihi. They are excluding each other. But they come again and again. Correct? They call nivritti. What is badha? The cause, because of these three avastha comes is ignorance. And ignorance born, I take myself to be waker, dreamer, sleeper. If that is knock off, there afterward, I know neither I am waker, neither a dreamer, neither a sleeper, chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham. That is called avidya upadana karan sahita. All the karya of avidya, waking, dream, sleep is negated, called badha. So Vedanta does badha. After badha also, anuvritti is there. Like you burn this paper, Don't do it. Okay, I'm just telling you. You can burn the newspaper called New York Times. Still you can read it or not. Still it is available for reading. Burnt paper also. After burning down, still available. You know the story about Mahabharata, wrap of life story. Every day, this Arjuna was asked, Krishna will get down first and give hand to Arjuna to come down. Last day, he asked Arjuna to get out first, and he came out of the chariot last. He was a charioteer, so doing that, he was to stand down, give hand to Arjuna to come out of the chariot. Last day change. Arjuna asks, why? Why don't you get out first? I'll get out. Further, I get out first and you get out. He said, no, today I will get out last. You get out first. Then to Arjuna's surprise, he saw moment Krishna got out of the chariot. First Arjuna got out, then Krishna got out. Whole chariot got fire and burned down. Arjuna said, what happened? He said, long back, because of all these fellows, Karana, etc., has burned down my chariot long time. Because of my sankalpa, it was there, as though there, and war is over. Now the real thing has come. It has come to end. Similarly, the wise man body, jnanena dakta. Morning, the knowledge take away, prarabdha is gone, everything is gone. As though it is there, correct? As though it is there. And today the day, the prarabdha comes to end, and as though body also what? Disappears. Nothing to travel. Beautiful, a very beautiful discussion. Now, Pujya Swami Vidyatatvanji Maharaj will come and continue with this verse, okay? Om Purnamada Sampurna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.